Man. How many of y'all got something out of last week? Amen.
Amen.
You and me both. Amen. We're actually going to try to finish that up today. Got to turn that on. Amen. So turn over to Isaiah 54, please. The year of enlarging, the year of growth. Amen. You can pull it up in the message first. Take it. Isaiah 54, about verse 2. Clear lots of ground. Amen. For your tents. Make your tents large. Spread out. Think big. Look at your neighbor and say, think big.
Amen.
Amen. Use plenty of rope. Drive the tent pegs deep. You're going to need lots of elbow room.
Amen.
Amen. For your growing family. Amen. Pull that up in the Passion, please. Oh, yeah, y'all don't have the Passion. I forgot. Some people's kids. Isaiah 54, about verse 2. In the Passion, once I get it pulled up here, it says, increase is coming.
Amen.
Amen. Should have got excited about that. Amen. It says, increase is coming. So enlarge your tent and add extensions to your dwelling. Hold nothing back. Make the tent ropes longer and the pegs stronger. And then it says, you will increase. Amen. You will increase and spread out in every direction. Amen. You will increase and spread out in every direction. Pull up Isaiah 119 in the Living, please. Amen. Isaiah 119, we're going to read out the Living real fast. All right. If you will, what? Only let me help you. If you will what? Then what? Who said that? God did. Amen. So he's saying, if you will only let me help you, if you will only obey, then I, God, will make you rich. Amen. Doesn't get any plainer than that. It doesn't. Amen. And then in the Passion, Isaiah 54, it says, increase is coming. So enlarge your tents and add extensions to your dwelling. Hold nothing back. Make the tent ropes longer and the peg stronger. You will increase and spread out in every direction. Amen. That's where we are headed. Amen. Amen. I'm going to pray and we'll get started. Father God, we do love, thank you, and praise you and magnify your holy name. And we thank you, Father God, for the word that you would have, not only for this congregation, but also for myself. And I thank you, Father God, we are walking in all the light we have to this point. And I thank you, Father God, we don't come to the word right now with an attitude of I know it, but we come with an attitude of please show us more. Please unveil to us more light from the word of God so that we're able to walk in more light, so that we're able to function better in this natural life. And Father God, we thank you for it. We give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory for it right now in the name of Jesus. Everybody agreed, said amen. Amen. I'm just going to go over maybe a couple things. From last week, y'all remember last,
yes.
Y'all of that? Amen. I'm actually not going to, because we don't have time. We just don't, sorry. If you want to get it, I think it's on Facebook somewhere. Just kind of go over that, and then you can go with these notes. All right?
Yes.
All right. Good. Amen. Pull that up, Isaiah 54, please, in the King James. Amen. I'll read it to you out of mine. It says, enlarge the place of thy tent and let them stretch forth the curtains of thy habitations. Spare not, lengthen thy cords and strengthen thy stakes. For thou shalt break forth on the right hand and on the left, and thy seed shall inherit the Gentiles and make the desolate cities to be inhabited. Amen. But at the very end of verse 2 right there, it says, lengthen thy cords and strengthen thy stakes. Amen. So that's what we're talking about, because remember we talked about, what was the first ones we talked about? Enlarged, and then stretch. And now we're talking about lengthen and strengthen. Amen. Strengthen, I wrote down some stuff on that. Oh, look, Steve's here. Everybody wave. Hey, Steve! I love embarrassing Steve. Every chance I get, I'm going to do it. All right. Him and his wife minister over there at the RV church. Amen. So they just got done. And so he headed over here. Amen. Strengthen involves the development of character. Amen. Strengthen involves the development of character, which enables us to deal with things that come. Amen. Because if we are not rooted, our tent pegs, right? Then when the trials come, we will be moved. Amen. And then the word lengthen, it suggests extensity. The word strengthen suggests intensity. And there is always danger in extensive movement that is not accompanied by intensive movement. Amen. Amen. You are lengthening your cords, but you do not strengthen your stakes. What will happen? They'll come up. They'll rip out, right? So if you ain't got strong stakes, if you ain't got them deep, if you ain't got them rooted, then what's going to happen? A strong wind comes up. Obviously, us around here know what the wind does to carports. If they ain't established, if they ain't nailed down, concreted in, you'll see it over there in somebody's yard later. Amen, right? Or in Oklahoma, where when we lived up on the hill there, when I was still in school, we had a trampoline, and the wind blew like it does up here. And so we could just sit outside and just watch the trampoline fly across the yard. So we finally had to get some big old metal rods, nail them down, and then tie them off. Amen. But I looked up the word extensity. It's an attribute, that you can have that word. Amen. Attribute whereby space and size is perceived. Amen. Extensity is an attribute whereby space and size is perceived. Amen. If you're going to be thinking, this is a quote from actually Donald Trump, and he said, if you're going to be thinking, you might as well think big. Because if you're going to be thinking, you might as well think big. Amen. Amen. If you're going to be thinking, and everybody thinks. Amen. If you're going to be thinking, might as well think big. Might as well push the limits. Why not? Amen. Amen. We'll move forward. So the tent pegs, y'all remember that story Pastor Chelsea talked about the bamboo tree, right? Very interesting to me. So whenever they plant a bamboo tree, it's a bamboo tree. They plant it, and it grows for 5 years. But you don't see anything because all of the growth is the roots. The roots are growing for 5 years before you see it come out of the ground at all. Amen. And I really like that. It's developing a root system strong enough to support its potential for outward growth in the fifth year and beyond. See, it is developing a root system strong enough to support its potential for outgrowth. Yes. Amen. Amen. Because in the fifth year, guess how tall it grows? 80 to 90 feet. In the fifth year, 1 year, 80 to 90 feet. And so if that root system wasn't established, You think he'd be able to support it?
No.
Not at all. Not at all. And look, I mean, as Christians, we need to be looking at that bamboo tree like, this is how my life needs to reflect how that bamboo tree operates. But you know, I want stuff now. Look, stay in the Word. Stay in the Word and the stuff will just start showing up. Don't go after the stuff. You start going after the stuff, you start putting the Word away. Because the Word comes just second to you now. Because now you're looking at stuff. Well, I want this, I want that. You know, I want a bigger house, I want cars, I want a business and things like that. Look, I know we talk a lot about that kind of stuff because it belongs to us as children of God.
Amen.
Hey, I should have heard a way better amen than that. It belongs to us, amen? But I'm not saying go after that. Go after the Word of God, and God will bring that stuff to you. Because whenever you're in the Word of God, you start seeing yourself as the Word of God, what it says about you, and God's like, you know what? They're hungry. They're desiring the things from me. So he just starts, things just start showing up. They do. It's like having kids. Whenever your kids are just constantly doing stuff around the house, cleaning, and you don't even ask them, a miracle has happened that day. But you want to reward them. You want to be like, man, let's go get an ice cream or something, because you just really blowing my mind right now. Like, you're doing dishes and I didn't say nothing? Well, first off, what'd you break? That's what I ask. I'm like, all right, what happened? Did you hit my truck with something? Don't lie to me. Amen. But the tree, right? It's got, the tree had to develop a strong foundation so it would be able to sustain its life as it grew.
Yes.
It had to develop a strong foundation so that it would be able to sustain its life while it grew. Hallelujah. See, a lot of times we just look at the Word of God and go, man, I don't understand that. But if we just actually get into the, amen, we ain't got time to go off on that rabbit trail. But if we just get into the Word of God and just start seeing the Word of God a reflection of our life, just see it as God said it. Amen. Don't try to analyze it. Don't try to get real deep with it. Just read it. And if you don't understand something, you know what I do? I might ask, but sometimes I just go, you know, I don't understand that, and I just keep reading.
Amen.
I don't fully understand that right now. I don't. Maybe later I'll get further light on it, but at this moment right now, I just don't get that. I don't go, I'm going to rip that out. Amen. Well, I don't understand anything. Well, you should get saved then. Amen. Might as well say it and get that out of the way. Amen. Because the Holy Ghost, the teacher on the inside of us, he will teach us. God didn't give us the Word of God to confuse us throughout our life. That would be ignorant. Why would God give us a book to help us in life that we don't understand? That don't make any sense to me. And if we start thinking about it, that shouldn't make any sense to you either. Because why would a God that we serve give us a book that helps us throughout life, but yet we don't understand it? Well, I don't know how to have victory. Well, get in the Word of God and read. See, rabbit trails. Amen. Moving on. All right. I wrote down some of these things. To lengthen your cords means to lengthen your reach. Amen. Amen. Let's go back to the foundation. Amen. Developing a root system strong enough to support its foundation. Amen. It would not have sustained its life as it grew if it didn't have a good foundation, a good root system. And that's why some people get fired up about God and they're like, you know what? I believe everything the Word of God says, but if they get focused on things, the foundation starts leaving. Because now their focus isn't on the Word of God. Their focus is on things. And so the foundation's no longer there. And before long, we might not see them. They might be doing other things now. Amen. We got to make sure we keep the foundation underneath us. Look at a house. You know, houses, they got to have good foundations, great foundations. I learned around here, you can't just dig a hole and then pour concrete in it. You got to dig it, and then put it back in 1 foot lifts because of how sandy it is around here. Whenever I first moved here, I was like, what are you talking about lifts and sand and compaction tests? What does that even mean, first off? Because in Oklahoma, we just got rock, clay, and you dig a hole and pour concrete. That's just how we do it. Amen. Not here. You got to do it in lifts. But to do the lifts, they actually get water, spray the sand with water and rocks and stuff, and then compact it in 1 foot lifts, and it becomes hard as concrete. And then whenever you put your foundation on it, it doesn't settle and it doesn't move. But to have a foundation, will a little bitty foundation, will a one story, a foundation for a one story support a two story house?
No.
Amen. It won't. At all. Amen. So we need to make sure that our foundation will support what we're doing.
Amen.
All right. So to lengthen your cords means to lengthen your reach. Amen. I wrote down these three things about thinking big. Thinking big gives you motivation. You'll be excited to wake up and go after whatever it is.
Yes.
Thinking big gives you motivation. You'll be excited about getting up and going after whatever it is.
Amen.
You won't be laying in bed all day.
Amen.
Amen. Thinking big attracts the right people and opportunities.
Amen.
Amen. When you dream big, you will automatically attract other big dreamers.
Yes.
Amen. And then I wrote this. I wrote down, how do people think around you?
Right.
Because if you think big and you'll attract, automatically attract other big dreamers,
right.
The people around you, how do they think?
Right.
That'll let you know if you're thinking big.
Right.
Amen. All right. Yes. Look at your neighbor and say, I think he's preaching to you by the way you're looking. Amen. Amen. Thinking big allows you to grow. Amen. Thinking big makes you get out of your comfort zone and do something different than ordinary people.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We can't achieve great success if we continue to do what ordinary people do.
That's right.
Amen. You know what the difference is between us and ordinary people?
Amen.
This is the difference between us and ordinary people. Because ordinary people don't see the importance of being in this. They see a job or they see college or classes as their foundation, as what they need to get so that they can have nice stuff. Amen. We got to think different. Amen. We got to operate different. We can't operate like everybody else. Amen. Amen. Turn over to Joshua 1:8, please. Actually, we'll start at verse Joshua 1, just Joshua 1, 1:1, Joshua 1:1. Now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go after this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Amen. What did he tell them?
Go.
He said, get up and go after this Jordan. Go over this Jordan. Thou and all these people unto the what?
To the land that I give them.
Amen. At least a couple of y'all are seeing it. Can everybody see this?
Yes.
Amen. All right. So it says, unto the land which I do give them, even to the children of Israel, right?
Yep.
Yes. Amen. Every place that the sole of your foot shall what? That have I what?
Given to you.
As I said unto who?
Moses.
Moses. from the wilderness in this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be what? There shall not any man, amen. There shall not any man, there shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. Amen. Hallelujah. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not what? I will not what? Nor what? Amen. Be strong. Be strong and be strong. And of good courage. For unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I what? To give them. Right? Only be thou strong and very what? That thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left. That thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou what? So what did he just tell him to do? Pretty much get up. Go get this land that I've promised to y'all. Moses is dead. Get up. Now take these people over there and go receive what belongs to y'all. Right? Ain't that what he told him? It's interesting that God had to tell him this after he told him that. Verse 8. Did it just come to Joshua? Just because God said it?
No.
See, a lot of times we assume, well, God said I'm healed. So where's my healing? Well, are you meditating on that word, on healing? Are you meditating on the word concerning victory? See, it's interesting. Did they just get it? Or what did God tell him right after he told him, look, go get everything that I promised y'all. Didn't he? We just read it together. Yes. Amen. I agree with you. Yes. And then he tells him, look, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, and thou shalt may observe to do according to all that's written therein. For then, thou shalt make thy way prosperous. Yes. And then thou shalt have what?
Amen.
Interesting that after God told Joshua everything, that God would give him, he told him, don't just assume that you don't have to do anything or I'll just drop it in your lap. He said, meditate on the word, then. Meditate on the word, then.
Amen.
Amen. We need to, it's like being in school and taking classes and things like that. Amen. I work at the sewer plant over there across the river. And so we have to take a test for our, it's just licensing, right? For doing that job. And whenever I'm doing that, like I'm about to go for a test. So whenever I'm studying, I'll sit there and read over a bunch of questions and books and stuff like that, and then just kind of think about them. You know what that's doing? Meditating on it and getting it to where I'm understanding it, to where I'll know it. See, we'll do that in life for those kind of things. But yet this is such an easier way. We think it's hard sometimes, but this would be the easiest thing we've ever did. Easiest thing we've ever did.
That's right.
I promise you.
Yes.
Try it for 10 days.
Amen.
Just find some, if you got pain or sickness in your body, 1 Peter 2:24, read that one.
Yes.
Just meditate on that one for 10 days.
Yeah.
For 10 days. There was this one minister, he said, if you give me the same chance you give a doctor, you'll get healed every time. And what does that look like? Well, a doctor says, all right, come in here. What's the matter? Well, I got this, this, and this. He says, okay, well, here's this medicine. Take it, you know, 3 times a day or 6 times a day. And so what do? We set an alarm clock. We make for certain we take this medicine because this medicine is going to help me. Is there anything wrong with taking medicine? No, Not at all. If the doctor said take it and it'll help you, take it. Amen. Should have heard way better amen than that. Amen. But if you'll give God the same chance. So if I'd set that alarm for the medicine, set the alarm for meditating on a scripture, to read that scripture. So if I'm taking that medicine 7 times a day, I'm reading that same scripture, meditating on it 7 times a day. Because then. See, we need to understand what's a then. A then. Then. Because if I do this then. Then. Amen. You know who makes it hard? We do. Amen. Time's moving. Amen. We make it hard. Amen. But I found it really interesting, however you want to say it, whatever. Amen. Words are just working with me today. Hallelujah. I found it interesting, though, while I was reading this, that he told him everything. And then he said, but meditate on it. Meditate on it, and then you'll have good success, and then you'll be prosperous. That's right. Even though all of this belongs to you, don't just assume that you just can just run in and get it. Right. Meditate on the word of what I've told you and what I've promised you. That way it gets on the inside of you, and it, whenever you come up against giants, you know that's my land. Even though you're on the land, that's mine, because God said it's mine. You won't back off from it or get afraid from it. Because once the word's on the inside of you, regardless of who's in that house, regardless of what business it is, if you know that you know it belongs to you and that God said it's yours, you won't back up whenever adversity hits you. You won't back up whenever sickness and disease tries to attack your body. You won't be afraid of it. You'll face it and say it belongs to me according to the word of God. That's the importance of meditating on the word. You get up. That's what creates that backbone. That's what creates that confidence. That's what creates you can stare Satan right in the face and say, you're a defeated foe. That's mine and it belongs to me. Sorry, I just spit on everybody on that side. Wipe your faces. I'll start getting y'all rags and give it to y'all. Amen. 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 So he told him, meditate on the word. And then, thou shalt make thy way prosperous. It's very interesting. It says, for then, it doesn't say, for then God shalt make thy way prosperous. Does it? Does it say God will do it? Because see, God's already done everything he's going to do about you being prosperous. God has already done everything for you about healing. God has already done everything for you on victory. And he settled that whenever Jesus was on the cross and said, it is finished. He went to hell, whooped Satan, took the keys to death, hell, and the grave, rose again. Amen. And so now, well, all we have to do is receive what was already purchased for me. It doesn't say, for then God will make your way prosperous. He already made their way prosperous. That's why he said, then thou shalt make thy way prosperous. Because he already told them what belonged to him. He said, this is your land. Go in and get it. Where is that quote at? I wrote down a quote. It was really good. Where'd I put it? Do y'all remember? Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Where did I put that Holy Ghost? Oh, here it is. Thank you. Amen. So I wrote down about them in Numbers 13 whenever they first tried to go into the promised land, right? I wrote down the giants kept them out of the land before the people of Israel, not the spies, everybody, right? Yeah. The giants kept them out of the land before they ever came into contact with them. Do you know that? Fear established such a stronghold on them that they feared something they'd never even seen. Fear was so established and created a stronghold on them to where they said, you know what? We can't take it. They are big. Did any of them see it?
No.
Just the 12 spies. All of them didn't, but yet they were saying, oh, we can't take it. Why? Did you see them? No. But they said we couldn't. Well, what did God say? So now you're taking the advice of man over what God said. Hallelujah. I like to took off. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Turn over real fast, please, to Proverbs 4, 20 through 21, Amplified Classic. I know I'm not the only one that's hot. There ain't no way. Amen. My son, attend to my words, consent and submit to my sayings. Let them what? From your sight. Keep them where? In the center of your heart. Reading this yesterday, I was talking with Pastor Chelsea about it. Go back to 20. Never saw that word consent right there before. Never noticed it.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah. Let my son attend to my words, consent. Consent and submit to my sayings. I looked up the word consent, right? So it said it's a give permission for something to happen. Amen. Consent is to give permission for something to happen. Right? So whenever we consent to his word, we are giving it permission to work in our lives.
Amen.
We're giving it. Whenever we consent to the word, we're giving it permission to work in our life. Concerning healing, concerning victory.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But if I say I don't believe in healing, or that healing is for everybody, then I'm not consenting to that.
Right.
Now I've shut off healing in my life because I'm not giving it permission to work in my life now.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, that's another page. There we go. Look at Proverbs 20. Verse 4, 25 and 27, please, through 27. We'll read that in the Amplified and then in the Passion. So are we consenting to the word to work in our life?
Amen.
Are we? Are we giving it permission to work in our lives? Are we? That's questions we got to ask ourselves. I can't answer that for you. Amen. I can answer it for myself. Amen. Let your eyes look right on with what?
Fixed purpose.
Fixed purpose. And let your gaze be straight before you. Consider well the path of your feet and let all your ways be what? And ordered aright. Amen. Turn not aside to the right hand or to the left. Remove your foot from evil. Amen. You can pull it up in the Passion. Please set your gaze on the path before you with fixed purpose, looking straight ahead, ignoring life's what?
Distraction.
Amen. Because I don't know about you, but there are plenty of life distractions.
Amen.
Watch where you're going. Stick to the path of truth and the road will be safe and smooth before you. Don't allow yourself to be what? For even a moment, or take the detour that leads to darkness. Amen. So keep a fixed state. Amen. Keep focused on where we're going. Amen. Actually heard another quote about a horse and a boy. I'll read it to you real fast. It says, there's a horse and a boy was in the woods, and the boy says to the horse, I can't see no way through. The horse says, can you see your next step? Amen. The boy says, yeah. The horse said, then just take that one. See, a lot of times whenever we're getting up here talking about the year of enlargement, the year of growth, we start looking at, you know, it almost overwhelms some people. But instead of looking so far out there, look at the step in front of you and take that one. And then before you know it, you'll be at the end of it. So don't allow things that it's just almost overwhelming out there. Like, man, that's what I got to go for. I got to do this every day. I got to do that. I got to, you know, make sure I'm paying this. I got to make sure I'm paying my tithe and all this. Stop letting things way out there overwhelm you. Just look at what's in front of you. Take that first step.
Amen.
And then once you get there, you'll be like, whoo, look, there's another step.
That's right. Amen.
Then you'll be like, huh, another step. And you'll be continually moving and not even realize it.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen?
So just stay focused on the word. It'll continually move you and you not even realize it. Amen? Go over to Joshua real fast, 13:1, please. Let me see where we're at. We probably ought. Will you pull that up in the NLT, please? Sorry. When Joshua was an old man, the Lord said to him, you are growing old, and much land remains to be conquered. This is the territory that remains all the regions of the Philistines and the what? Whatever. Sounds good. I guess you're right. You're welcome. And the larger territory of the Canaanites. Oh, that made me laugh. Amen. Amen. One of y'all had an accent and I heard it and you was like, guess you're right. And I was like, oh, I guess you're right. That's why, never mind. Going on. Right. And the Canaanites, extending from the stream of that word, on the border of Egypt northward to the boundary of Ekron, it includes the territory of the five Philistine rulers of Gaza. That word, Gath and Ekron, the land of the... Man, thank God for this. In the south also remains to be conquered. In the north, the following area has not yet been conquered. All the land of the Canaanites, including that one, which belongs to the what? That word, stretching north to the... I don't even know why I stopped and tried to say that one. I passed on the border of the Amorites, the land of the that word, and all of Lebanon mountain area to the east from that one, below Mount Hermon, got it, to that word. And all the hill country, all right, we're just going to stop reading. Go back to verse 1. Well, he says, well, go back to verse 6. I better finish it. Amen. All the hill country from Lebanon, that one, including all the land of the Sidonians. I myself will drive these people out of the land ahead of the Israelites. So be sure to give this land to Israel as a special possession, just as I have commanded you. Amen. I find it interesting right there about verse 6. God starts off telling him how old he is. Starts off telling him how old he is and how much more land needs to be conquered. Right? Amen. God already saw it as done, as they already owned it. So Joshua had to communicate the vision to the people what belonged to them. Amen. Even though he told him the vision, what belonged to him, still everyone did not believe, right? A lot of people didn't get in, but some people did. Caleb and Joshua believed. See, everybody might not believe what we're talking about. Amen. But if you do, the word will just really just 360 your whole life. Amen. And the things that used to hold us back will no longer hold us back. Things that used to hinder us will no longer hinder us. Amen. Y'all take a couple more scriptures real fast?
Yes.
Amen. I answered that for you. You're welcome. You can turn over to Joshua 14, about 7 and 8, please. You can pull that up in the King James. I'm going to read this to you real fast. There was a technique that USA used. They called it the total immersion technique. Y'all ever heard of that?
Yes.
It's very interesting. All right? So this is during one of the wars or something. The U.S. would surround, so it's for speaking different languages. All right? It took them, it'd take people a long time to learn a language. All right? And so the USA figured out a technique to use. And so the U.S. would surround somebody with 100% of a certain language that they're learning. Because research proved that if they didn't hear anything but that language, it would literally make new grooves in their brain and they would begin to speaking that language in 6 weeks or less. 6 weeks or less. Think of what the Word of God would do. Think of what the Word of God would do if we surrounded ourselves with that. That just really blew my mind. That it, with just 100% of the language, don't know the language, but would surround them with people just speaking that language throughout all day long. It would make new grooves in their brain. And they would learn it within 6 weeks or less. What would my life look like in 6 weeks if I did that same technique with the word? What would my life look like if I used that same technique with the word? Yep. Well, I work during the day. Okay. Yep. What about before you work and after you work?
Amen.
Well, that's my time. There you go. Amen. Everybody's got 24 hours in a day.
Amen.
Because this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, because then thou shalt make thy way prosperous. Yes. Then thou. Say me.
Me
will make thy way prosperous, and then me will have good success. Because that's exactly what it's saying. Because once you get into the word of God and you realize that Satan really is defeated,
right. That
what actually belongs to you,
yes. You
won't take no from Satan anymore.
Anymore.
You won't take anything from Satan any longer because you know what belongs to you for a fact and you know what does not belong to you for a fact.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. Where'd y'all go? That sounds good. I'm going to read this one real fast. It says, once a person finds out what the word, I heard a minister actually say this one. Once a person finds out what the word of God will do in their life, then they will fully emerge themselves.
Yes.
Amen. Joshua 14:7, it says, 40 years old was I when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me to Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land. And I brought him word again as it was in my heart. Nevertheless, my brethren that went up with me made the heart of the people melt, but I wholly followed the Lord my God. Amen. I wrote down Caleb, Joshua and Caleb, they stayed single-minded on the word for 45 years.
Amen.
But yet, was everybody around them on the same page as them? Did they allow all that negative and the giants are going to kill us to affect what their faith was on? No, they didn't. Because at the beginning they said, God said it's ours, it belongs to us. And so they kept their faith attached to that. And they didn't allow what the naysayers were saying, the doubt and unbelief, to affect what their faith was on.
Amen.
And another thing I wrote down, I said, you know, Caleb, they stood for 45 years. Sometimes we're standing for 2 days and we're like, God, did you not hear me?
Yeah.
Amen. I'll just read this to you real fast. You know, Ephesians 6, you can write it down, 13 to 14. It talks about when you've done all to stand, what?
Stand
therefore. When you're prepared to stand, then standing won't be that long. When you're prepared to stand, then standing won't be that long. When you're prepared to stand, standing won't be that long.
Amen.
Because whenever you make up in your mind, you say, you know what? Today is the last day that sickness will affect my body.
Amen.
When you're prepared to stand, standing won't be that long.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. Y'all remember the story of Brother Hagin whenever he had paralysis on that one side of his face, right? And the minister said, amen. And he said, all right, that's when I got it because I released my faith. Right then when we said amen, that's when I released my faith. Going home, that girl that he is walking with and the friends, whenever they'd walk past a light, his face was still droopy. And they were like, I thought you said you were healed. He said, I was. But your face is still droopy over here. He said, I said amen, which means so be it, as soon as the pastor prayed. So it's mine, it belongs to me. But your face isn't any better. It's still droopy and paralyzed. You can't move it. That look, you're looking at me from the natural. That doesn't make any difference what I look like because I said I believed I received it then, so it belongs to me regardless of what it looks like right now. We can't allow what our life looks like right now to affect our faith, because if we're believing God for something, healing, whatever it is, finances, victory, and we said amen and we released our faith regardless of what it looks like, stay with it. It belongs to you because amen means amen, so be it, so be it, so be it. Amen. We'll look at real fast. Just go over to Numbers 11, please. 18 through 23. Through 23? 23. Pull it up in the easy read first, please. Don't worry about us. We're just waiting on you. No, I'm joking. I'm joking. Tell the people this. Make yourselves ready for tomorrow. I was just playing. Y'all do a great job. I used to do that. Trust me. I wasn't that fast. You wouldn't want me to try to do that for you if you were preaching. I'm just telling you right now. I'd be like, what'd he say? What'd he say? Make yourself ready for tomorrow. Tomorrow you will eat meat. The Lord heard you when you cried out and said, we need meat to eat. It is better for us. It was better for us where?
In Egypt.
In slavery.
Yeah.
So now the Lord will give you meat and you will eat it. You will eat it for more than one or two or five or 10 or even 20 days. You will eat the meat for a whole month until you are sick of it. This will happen to you because you complain against the Lord. He lives among you and knows what you need, but you cried and complained to him. You said, why did we ever leave slavery?
Amen.
Moses said, there are 600,000 soldiers. Who said this?
Moses.
There are 600,000 soldiers here. And you say, I will give them enough meat to eat for a whole month. If we were to kill all the sheep and cattle, that would still not be enough to feed this many people for a month. And if we caught all the fish, where?
In the sea.
Amen. It would not be enough for them. So one thing we can just point out real fast, that Moses obviously hit his choke point.
Yes.
Because he's telling them, he's telling God, look, first off, if we kill every animal we have, if we killed all the fish in the sea, there's no way we can feed all these people. There's no way. So he's limiting God because he thinks there is no way that this can happen. There's too much. There's too many people for you to feed, God. I don't think you counted all of us. But yet God told him, I'm going to feed them, and I'm going to get, and if you actually read it in the message, if on your free time, you ain't got to pull it up now, but it talks about that quail flew in waist deep.
Yes.
Quail. Y'all know what quail are. Obviously, everybody's seen them around here.
Yes.
Okay. At least some of you, if you haven't, we'll try to get a picture for you or something. Little bird. Little bird. Amen. They actually taste really good. I like quail. Yes. Hallelujah. Moving on. Amen. But that's a lot of birds to be flying in waist deep.
Yeah.
Right? And not only that, now Moses is trying to figure out how God is, he's trying to help God figure out how he's going to make his plan come to pass. All right, God, look, we got a lot of animals, and I mean, we can start a fishing party. You know, we're going to have to catch all the fish in the sea, but I still don't know how we're going to feed everybody. I mean, it'll kind of get us started, maybe. It's funny, whenever God tells us sometimes to do something, we start trying to figure out how we can help God do it. You know, I mean, he did create us, but yet we want to help him figure out how he can help us, how he can do it for us, you know, because, you know, we're smart, you know. You know, we got to figure it out. We've been in life this long, you know. God hasn't been here since the beginning, but, you know, we've been here at least 40, 50, 60, 70 years. You know, we got it. Amen. So don't allow whenever God tells us to do something, amen, or whatever God says in his word, let's get it on the inside of us. Let's get that foundation set. Amen. It doesn't mean that we got to start releasing our faith for, you know, complete healing today, for divine healing today. Believe God for a headache today. If you stump your pinky toe, believe God that the pain will leave. Don't try to start off on something big. Amen. Especially if our faith isn't there, especially if the foundation isn't there, because that'll hinder your faith later on, because you'll be like, every time I pray about something, they're not happening. Well, maybe look at our faith. See where our faith is at. I should have heard a better amen than that, because you do. It's like going to a store. If I don't have the money to buy a car and I go up there and go, oh, I don't want to buy this car. Well, give us your money. Well, I got $10. Well, you can't have this car. Man, I can't have the car. I thought I had enough. I don't know what, it's money's money, ain't it? Faith just isn't faith.
Right.
Yeah. Amen. You got to build the faith up, create the foundation on the inside of you. Get the word on the inside of you. Just like that tree, it grew for 5 years, but nobody knew it. You can't see no effect of it. But that fifth year, 80 to 90 feet, it had to get the roots established so it'd be able to withstand not only the growth and the speed of growth, but also every kind of storm that came up.
Yes.
Every kind of test that came up. Amen. We better stop. Amen. Hallelujah. Did y'all get anything out of that? Amen. Well, thank God for the Holy Ghost helping us. Amen. Father God, we love, thank you, praise you, and we thank you, Father God, for your word this morning. I thank you. We will continue to meditate on it and grow.